das Beispiel Palästinas zeigt, dass es besser sein würde, sich mit den vorliegenden Aufgaben zu beschäftigen und diese vernünftig zu lösen, als sich um Probleme zu kümmern, die innerhalb der Lebens- und Interessensphären anderer Völker liegen und von diesen sicher besser gemeistert werden. England wird noch sehr viel zu tun haben, bis es in seinem palästinensischen Protektorat auf ähnliche Ergebnisse wird hinweisen können.
Ebenfalls ist Herrn Roosevelt ersichtlich die Tatsache entgangen, dass Palästina zurzeit ja gar nicht von deutschen Truppen, sondern von Engländern besetzt ist. Um die brutalsten Gewaltmittel in seiner Freiheit beschränkt und um seine Unabhängigkeit gebracht wird, und zugunsten jüdischer Eindringlinge die grausamsten Misshandlungen erdulden. Aber sie beklagen sich in andauernden Appellen an die Weltöffentlichkeit über die barbarischen Methoden, mit denen England dort ein seiner Freiheit liebendes und nur seine Freiheit verteidigendes Volk niederzuzwingen versucht. Vor einem gerechten Richter also und nicht durch brachiale Gewalt und militärische Mittel, durch Massenerschießungen, durch das Niederbrennen von Dörfern, Sprengungen von Häusern und so weiter.
Und unter aller Tage, meine Volksgenossen, das dafür zu sorgen, dass hier nicht aus Recht Unrecht wird. Ich bin auch keineswegs gewillt, hier mitten im Herzen Deutschlands durch die Tüchtigkeit anderer Staatsmänner ein zweites Palästina entstehen zu lassen. Die armen Araber sind wehrlos und vielleicht verlassen. Die Deutschen in der Tschechoslowakei sind weder wehrlos noch sind sie verlassen. Das tun wir.
Remarkable how history is nothing like what we've been told, folks. As said by Napoleon, or attributed to Napoleon, history is a lie agreed upon. And you know, it's so much of a lie that you have no way of knowing whether Napoleon actually ever even made that statement. That's how ridiculous it's got. But continuing with the dystopia of the world, the situation in Palestine has certainly not improved. In fact, it has deteriorated. The International Court of Criminal Justice, which would really probably mean it's giving justice to criminals and not to anybody else, found that Israel is conceivably carrying out genocide but didn't order a ceasefire, and so the Israelis have just gone hell for leather. And what they're doing in Gaza, folks, it cannot be construed in any way as being a self-defense. I mean, look at this. This is not self-defense. It's just remarkable, folks, absolutely remarkable. The hardship and suffering of the people of Palestine has just escalated exponentially. There's now pretty well all of Palestine, 1.5 million people that are left, which would indicate they've probably killed about a million people. The death toll, they say, is, you know, 40,000 or something like that. It's way more than that, folks. There's so many people buried under rubble, people just being bulldozed and having their homes destroyed by Israel, and it's just, you know, not letting up at all. But 1.5 million people have now been pushed down to Rafah, a sheltering in Rafah.
4 months of relentless attacks have forced more than half of Gaza's population to the southernmost end of the strip. More than 1.5 million people are now sheltering in Rafah. Palestinians are living in makeshift camps and overcrowded shelters. Resources are scarce. Rafah was, until recently, considered a safe zone. The government of Israel has announced an imminent full-scale assault on Rafah. More than 1.5 million people will be in the line of fire. Rafah is the end of the line. An attack on the last refuge in Gaza will be catastrophic.
And of course, now Israel is bombing Rafah, saying they still have 6 battalions of Hamas to get rid of, which is ridiculous. There are no battalions of Hamas. There are no battalions because there is no army. It's not a war. This is a very sophisticated military using state-of-the-art weaponry against civilians and women and children, and it's just been ongoing, and it's still being pushed by these parasites on social media like Elon Levi and Dr. Ellis and all these criminal, sadistic, brain-dead terrorist-supporting fuckheads, otherwise known as Israelis. Israelis are truly the lowest life form that Earth has ever created, folks. These people are parasites beyond all other concept of the term. There's a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of settlers have set up a rave party on Gaza border in order to block any supply trucks getting in to bring the people aid.
صدق يا عم كل يوم بالليل عم ننام بردانين وجوعانين ما عنا حطب وانا بابا شهيد قبل ما يموت كان عنا عطول حطب كان يدفينا عطول كنا دفيانين عزمان بابا بس هلا كل شي خرب صار بابا محل ونحن بمحل يا عمو نحن شو زنبنا نبرد هيك الأولاد عندي عندهم أب هيك عايشي ولا متنا طيب يا عمو ابنك نام مرة بس مرة بدون أكل هو بدك طبعا لا شو زنبنا نحن كل الأولاد اللي عندهم أبهات عطول عبيناموا عطول عبيناموا دفياني هاي أول بابا ياخدنا معه
Yeah, lovely stuff, just what you want to see from the most moral nation on earth and the most moral army on earth, so we're told. This so-called moral army is now having huge banquets and just basically eating the richest and most decadent food they can and throwing half of it away while mocking the Palestinians for being starving.
ايش يا حبيبي عايش بتدور عايش بتدور عايش بتدور عايش تاكله بالله تعال انت مش ماكل من وقت ايش بالله جاد بالله بتدور عايش تاكله اشوف ايديك طب من هنا يا عم عمرو بتدور على إشي تاكله؟
مش ياكل ولا شرب.
وانت ايش قاعد تلحس؟
زيه
يا. ايه بتاكل من هنا بتاكل؟
بناكل.
من هنا بتاكل؟ وانت قاعد بتلحس من هنا بتاكلت؟
لا.
اكلت من هنا اللي بتلحسه؟
لا.
اه ما انا شايفك هنا قاعد تلحس. تخجلش من هان؟
You nice touch there, signing the bombs that they're dropping on the people as well. These people are just next level, folks. They're absolutely next level. And it's just ongoing. No one's doing anything about it. Our politicians are supporting it, and that's why you must refuse to support our politicians. These people are criminals of the worst kind, folks. And as I've often said many, many times, the way of Gaza will be the way of the world. And if these people are allowing this to happen in Gaza, then what do you think they have planned for you? Genocide takes many forms, folks. It happens in different countries in different ways. They're doing it in Gaza through bombs and displacement and just sheer brutality. They do it in our countries via mRNA injections, false pandemics, the banning of food, and the feeding people insects and bugs and mealworms and all the stuff they want to feed you. They've actually passed law in, I think it's Australia now, where they're saying you can't have certain foods for sale. Things that they deem may be bad for your health, like a ham and cheese sandwich. Apparently this is really bad for your health. And they're just trying to squeeze people out of everything. In Canada and also in France, they're talking about outlawing any talk of or any questioning of mRNA injections being dangerous. If you don't support mRNA injections, then you can be jailed for encouraging people to boycott approved medical procedures. How this is an approved medical procedure, you've got to wonder, but that's the plan that they're pushing.
France is passing a law that could lead to imprisonment for anyone who advocates against mRNA vaccines. This legislation, informally known as the Pfizer Article, criminalizes the act of advising others to abstain from or cease medical treatments that the government deems obviously suitable based on the current state of medical knowledge. The bill specifically highlights mRNA vaccines as well as promoting alternative therapeutic policies. So to clarify, opposing vaccines and or promoting alternative therapeutic treatments will be criminalized in France, where the penalty is up to 3 years in jail and a fine of up to 45,000 euros. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Under this new law, advising against a treatment that has the potential for serious side effects will be criminalized. Making any statements against vaccines, even if they're true, will now be criminal acts. In other words, this law makes it illegal to express the truth. Now your beliefs must be government approved because they are the new arbiters of scientific truth, and they will tell you when a medical treatment is obviously suitable. And this not only means you have to shut your mouth and deny alternative therapeutic treatments or you go to jail, no, it also means that both scientists and doctors are no longer allowed to advise against these treatments. Now, instead of putting their patients first, doctors will have to toe the line of the latest government approved science, or they go to jail. I mean, it's concerning because this is the same science that rushed a vaccine to market in under a year, a process that should take about 10 years. And to that point, these vaccines were supposed to stop us from getting COVID. They were supposed to stop us from spreading COVID, and we were only supposed to get one dose, not half a dozen. And they were supposed to be safe and effective. At one time or another, all of these statements were considered truths, based on the current state of medical knowledge, making these medical treatments obviously suitable, according to our political leaders. However, since these so-called truths turn out to be categorically false, it becomes alarmingly clear as to why the government, in collaboration with for-profit pharmaceutical companies, has no business dictating what we ought to believe as truth. And this is obviously why they created such a tyrannical policy, because if they were telling the truth and doing what was best for society, they wouldn't need to make it illegal to disagree with them. If you've been following us for a while, you may have noticed that we recently lost our Instagram page as a result of Trudeau's Online News Act, or Bill C-18. This kind of censorship is the exact reason why we built Blender. So if you wouldn't mind following our new account, it would be greatly appreciated.
And also in Clownada, they are saying that anybody who questions the Net Zero Initiative can face jail time now. They're talking about bringing it in anyway. Jail time for questioning their climate narrative and questioning the concept that we need to reach carbon net zero. Folks, we are carbon life forms. We're carbon-based life forms. All of this stuff that you see here is carbon-based life. All of it. If we reach a point where we've got carbon net zero, then we have no life on Earth. But of course, if you're saying this, you need to be disciplined for your right-wing views. Right-wing, folks. Right-wing views. They're also saying people need to be disciplined in Canada if they use the term boy and girl for the students. Boys and girls. If you say that, you are a right-wing extremist and may be penalised, fined, or possibly even suffer jail time. Like I said, folks, genocide takes many forms. The world's gone nuts, it really has. Back in the Secret Garden, as you can see, folks, we had the conference here over the last week. That's why you haven't got a video from me, because I've been here at the conference. I've also managed to reopen the Casa de los Cuervos. Last year, you might recall, I had a bar here. It sort of took over a bar, Casa de los Cuervos. Well, now there's four people that have gone in with me, and we've created a new bar, which we've just called the Pro House, which is great, and it's like costing me nothing to do this. It's awesome. Now, the rent on the place is something like $250 a month, and that's all it's costing me. It's incredible, because I've got four other people doing it with me, so it's kind of like a five-way partnership. And it's been really good. It's been fantastic to see, and it's a great venue, and we're going to keep it. And I'll bring you a couple of walking talks from there soon. Getting a whole bunch of murals done at the moment by a local artist, Anya, who's done a lot of the artwork here in the Secret Garden. And she's doing all the murals for us. And once the murals are done and we've got the place sort of looking the way it should look, I'll definitely do some walking talks from there and give you a bit of a view of the place. Because it's a great achievement that we've managed to do this. I'm really, really happy that we're being able to do it. Perhaps I can even eventually get some sort of an income out of it. That would be great. It'd be great to just be able to set myself up independently here and just, you know, be able to survive and not have to depend on donations and all that sort of stuff. And thank you to anybody, again, who donates to the Crow House, folks, because it's very much needed, and I couldn't have done any of this if it wasn't for you guys. So I've said that many times, but I can't thank you enough for the help that you've given me over the years. This place has really come along, though. Look at the work they've done, folks. They've pretty well got it back up and running. There's still a lot of devastation around, but they've got it back up and running. We had a really good event here as well. And Anacapulco was just fantastic this year. It was a really, really good event, folks. Probably one of the highest vibe Anacapulcos that I've done. People were just so good and so positive. The speakers were great. If you didn't come and you haven't managed to check it out, you can still get it on the replay. There is replays available, the virtual event. You can click the link that I've got on the screen here, or you can go to that link that I've got on the screen. Of course, you can't click it. It's on the screen. Haha. And I highly recommend you check it out, folks, because there were some really good talks. Like Steve Falconer's talk was exceptional. Steve Falconer from Spacebusters. There was Patrick Hennington as well. Did a great talk. A whole bunch of people did really good talks, folks. It was a really high energy year this year. So much better than last year. And last year was really good, only I was really sick for last year. I couldn't even hardly talk or spend any social time with anyone last year. This year I got to hang out with everybody, and it was great. And it was good because I was still having the bar, but I didn't have to run the bar. I had four other people running the bar, so I had plenty of time to socialise with people, and it was a great week, folks. Really, really good week. Now, Jeff was wondering whether he was ever going to do another one, but I think he is. I think we're going to end up doing a Anacapulco 11 next year, and that's going to be really good as well. So as soon as the tickets go on sale, folks, I suggest you get in for the early bird tickets. That's the way to go. And again, you can use my last name, Egan, I-G-A-N, as a coupon and get yourself a 10% discount on the tickets. That might even work with the virtual event as well if you want to sign up for the virtual event. Again, link is on the screen. So, yeah, was a good event, folks. Really, really good event. Really positive outcome. So many people left feeling so inspired. And it was just fantastic. You can still see a little bit of the structure out up there. They're pulling it all down today. There's guardian police and stuff around the place, just guarding the place, as you've got to do. And they're pulling it all down now. But yeah, interesting things that have happened in the last week, I tell you. I mean, the world's continued to go pear-shaped, as we knew it would. But it's still interesting. Assange actually goes to trial tomorrow as well, folks. I don't know what time I'll be getting this video out. Today is Monday. I think it's Monday the 20th or something like that, maybe the 19th, I think. I don't even know what the date is, folks. Sorry about that. I think it's the 19th. But tomorrow in London, at Strand in London, Julian Assange goes on trial. Would be good if you could get out there and support Assange in this trial. I mean, whatever you think of Assange, a lot of people say he's a shell, he's a plant, whatever. Whatever he is, he doesn't deserve to have spent the last 10 years in the situation that he's been in. It's actually been longer than that. I think it's since 2010, I think he went into hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy. He stayed in that embassy in hiding for like 9 years, and then they arrested him when he tried to leave the embassy in 2019. Now it's 2024, so he's just done 5 years in jail without charge or trial, you know, for exposing war crimes. Meanwhile, the war criminals he exposed are all walking free, of course. That's the way it works. But whatever you think of Assange, whether you think he's a shill, whether you think he's whatever, you know, if you had been locked up for all that time, you would hope that there would be people out there batting for you and supporting you. And, you know, whatever he did and whatever you think of him, folks, this doesn't deserve to happen to anybody. If there's a problem with Assange and you want to charge him with something, then charge him with something. But don't put people through what you've just put them through. It's absolutely disgraceful. But then that's what our governments do, folks. That's pretty well all our governments do. That's what governments are about, really. Control. That's everything that they're about. Thank you also to those who have supported Nadal's fundraiser in Gaza. My friend Nadal, who is, I believe, still there. I haven't actually heard from him for 3 weeks. And seeing what's going on in Rafah now, it's a great concern for me, folks. It really is. I tell you, I will never look at Israel in the same way. I don't think anybody will ever look at Israel in the same way. Interesting to see if any Israelis come into my Crow House bar. They will certainly not be receiving any service in there anyway if they support the state of Israel in any way, shape or form. That's just not going to happen. But yeah, crazy world, folks, crazy world. Banning certain foods at lunchtime. Jail and labeled as a right-wing extremist if you use the term boys and girls. Jail and fines if you question any mRNA procedure. It's crazy stuff. It's really crazy stuff. But it just shows you the level of corruption we're dealing with, and shows you how far these people are willing to go to push and support their agenda. What a slime on the pool down there, folks. It's a nice green-looking pool, isn't it? Wonderful. Wonderful. And as I said, while this is going on, the situation in Gaza is just deteriorating. They're just openly shooting people and just... It's like a turkey shoot for them.
Israel has a new weapon. The new sniper. Where soldiers don't even have to exit the vehicle to kill. And not at all. Recently tested it on a civilian.
I'm stealing homes in West Bank. Shooting people. There's one guy, they kidnapped one guy just some young Palestinian guy, put a blindfold around his eyes and made him run back to his family blindfolded down the street, because that's just what they do for fun. And then as soon as he arrived where his family was, they shot him in the head in front of his family. Yeah, wonderful stuff, folks. That's the Israeli way. That's the most moral army in the world, yes, of course. That's the way they treat the Palestinian people. It's outrageous, the stuff they do to Palestinian children. I showed you the last clip of the four-year-old who was trapped in the car. They ended up blowing up the car and blowing up the hospital workers that rescued her and all the shit they do. It's just the sickest culture, folks, the sickest culture, populated by the worst parasites that history has ever known. It's outrageous what they're doing. And it's just continuing, and again, it's supported by all of our governments, and that's the really uncomfortable part about it, is that all of our governments are supporting it. And the little bar here, I didn't know it was here. I did actually know it was here. This was set up for the event, of course. Yeah, it's just disgraceful what they're doing, folks, and they're still asking you to send money to Ukraine as well. They're talking about how we've got to disarm ourselves. There's certain countries in Europe saying we need to send all of our weaponry to Ukraine and not even keep any for ourselves. And then, of course, there's countries such as Canada and the Netherlands and even Australia saying that we need to introduce the draft again, conscription, in order to send people over there to die to save Ukraine as well. They're to fight the terrible Russian menace. And like I said, there is no Russian menace. The whole thing has been contrived. But, I mean, why wouldn't you support Ukraine, folks? I mean, look at Zelensky. What a guy. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to support any country with a president that can do that. I mean, really, that's what it's all about, folks. You need a president that can do that. That's what life's really all about. You can still see a little bit of the stuff in the stage out there and the shade cloth and all the things they had over it for the event, folks. And it was amazing. It really was an incredible event. But yeah, I just wanted to come on because I haven't been on for so long. I haven't really had much chance to look at too much news. I've had a lot of information come in. I've got so many emails and so much stuff to get through. You know, since I've been speaking out about Gaza, I've noticed, like, I got banned from Twitter, permanently banned from Twitter. I do have a second backup account, just called The Crow House, that you can go and sign up to if you want. And I've been trolled, like, next level. The trolls on my BitChute channel are just through the roof. So many of them. And just making up all sorts of bullshit. It's remarkable the stuff these people come up with. They'll get a story, and then they'll embellish it to the point that it's unbelievable and say, you'd be crazy if you believed this story. Well, yes, of course you would, and that's, of course, why you embellished it, to make it into something unbelievable and then claim that it came from me. Remarkable stuff, folks. And in the spirit of me being trolled and they're attempting to shut me down so much, I mean, they've already shut me down from pretty well everywhere, but the only real social thing I had left going was my forums on my website, which were really good forums, folks. You can go there and get a lot of good information from the Crow House forums. A couple of weeks ago, there was a spate of what appeared to be Russian porn bots that started just posting the most disgusting porn all through my forums. It ended up got so bad that I had to disable registration on the forums, so there can't be any new people signing up until we sort out this bot problem. And 3 days after I disabled registration, the forums got hacked and went down. An interesting thing is that the guy who set the forums up for me, I have an email for him, and his email is just bouncing back as well, so I can't even contact him and say, hey, the forums are down, can you fix it? Perhaps he knows, perhaps he doesn't, but his emails are bouncing back, and no one's kind of seen the guy for a couple of weeks, and we're a bit concerned about him as well. So, you know, they're really not letting up, folks. I don't think they're happy with what I'm doing and what I'm saying. I really don't think they're happy with people supporting Palestine and bringing the truth to the world, you know. And Israel's still claiming this isn't a genocide. What Hamas did was a genocide. they killed 1,400 people. And we know full well that these 1,400 people were killed by Israeli terrorists. They were killed by IDF. The IDF arrived, they started shelling homes, they started shooting everything that moves, they started strafing the crowd that was leaving. It was all carried out by Israeli terrorist folks in order to get the body count up so they could have an excuse to go and genocide the people of Gaza. And what they are doing is genocide. There is no debate about this. Anybody who's saying this isn't genocide, I'm sorry, but you're a fucking idiot. You're either an idiot or you're a Zionist stooge who just likes getting on camera and lying through your fucking teeth. Because this is a genocide, and all you parasites who are saying it isn't, who are supporting the state of Israel, you need to just go fucking drown yourselves or something. The human race doesn't want you here anymore because you're not part of the human race. Because anybody who's supporting this genocide is simply not human. I'm convinced of that, folks. I don't know what these people are. Maybe the reptile thing is real. Who knows? But they're certainly not human. These freaking Israeli parasites are not human. They are lower life forms. They are the scum of the earth. Child killers claiming they're having a war against children. It's not a war. It's a slaughter. And it always has been. And of course, all the safe areas, go to the safe areas, then we bomb the safe areas. We bomb you on the way to the safe areas. We do all this shit because that's what Israelis do. Remarkable. Remarkable, folks. Really remarkable. And again, here is the area where the event was. A lot of shade cloth to pull down from here. They did a really good job, though, folks. I was so impressed with the event this year. I really was. It was such good people, like really good crowd, really, really good crowd of people, like all so positive. And everybody I spoke to said they were mind blown at the conference. They got so much out of the talks. They got so much out of everybody and such a positive vibe, meeting people that think on their same wavelength. And yeah, you know, they just, everyone had a really, really good time and a really positive time. I didn't hear any negative feedback at all from anyone over the whole event. And it was really good, really, really good. And such a bonus to have the Crow House back open and have these four people working with me. It's just, it's amazing, folks. You know, with all the stuff that's happened in my life to try to hold me back and push me back, you know, being blocked everywhere, having my bank account shut down, having my Patreon closed, having my Subscribestar closed, like everything that was done to me. It's remarkable that I could come here to Mexico with absolutely nothing to fall back on. I mean, all I had was Jeff Berwick giving me a room to stay in for a couple of months, which was great. But I've kind of really bounced back and just landed on my feet here. I mean, tell you, when I want to go back to Australia and sort out all my stuff there, but I tell you, it's going to be really, really difficult to go and live in a Western country after living in Mexico for almost 2.5 years, because the amount of freedom you have here is just remarkable. Of course, there's this new president they're saying is going to come in this year, the favorite, of course, a girl called Claudia Sheinbaum or something like that, Jewish, of course. And they're saying she's the front runner, she's the most popular person. I saw a video of her the other day leaving a cafe, getting mobbed by a crowd who basically hate her. So I don't know how she's the forerunner. I guess they just say, well, you know, we're calling her the forerunner and we're going to put her in anyway, and we're just going to tell you that everybody voted for her, whether they did or not, because that's what we do. We just control everything because that's what we do. So that wouldn't surprise me either, folks. But, you know, who knows how things are going to change in Mexico if she comes in. Although I think if she does come in, the people won't put up with any radical changes. They will take matters into their own hand. That's the good thing about Mexico, folks. If the people don't like the government, then they push back against the government. The politicians are actually quite scared of the people here in Mexico. And that's exactly as it should be, folks. The politicians should be scared of the people. It shouldn't be the other way around. Yeah, and that's the way it is here. That's why I like it. And like I said, it's going to be really difficult to go back to Australia or to some Western country after living in Mexico. Now, there's a real opportunity for spiritual growth in Mexico, because there's a real opportunity for physical independence in Mexico. Well, where else could I go and set up this bar and do all this stuff that I'm doing? There's no other country I could do this in. There's no other country that will give you an even break the way Mexico does, where you can just come here and you can become an entrepreneur. It's quite amazing, really. It's quite amazing. And this sort of stuff instills confidence into people so they can start looking at their other lives, you know, the other aspects of their lives and other aspects of their spiritual growth. And learn to take responsibility for themselves. Like I've said, one of the biggest problems that we have through this whole situation is our failure to grow up, our belief that we need rulers, we need leaders. Even with the so-called truth movement, the resistance, people believe they need leaders. That's been the whole problem all along. This is what I've been saying for years and years. You don't need leaders. You can lead yourself. You know, I'm living proof of this, folks. You know, the people that have asked me to be a leader, you don't understand. It's not about that. It's about encouraging you to lead yourself. The thing is, I'm not a leader. I'm a social misfit, as I've said so many times. I'm living proof that you don't have to be somebody to make a difference. All you've got to do is speak your heart, speak from your heart and speak out. That's what makes a difference. I've reached millions of people. Some of the people that I met over the last week came up to me and shook my hand and said, Max, you changed my life. And that's a remarkable thing. That's so encouraging to hear that sort of stuff. But the main thing is they've realized they can do it themselves because they did do it themselves. All they did was listen to the words and listen to the suggestions that I offered. And they changed their own personal perspective and how they apply themselves to their life and to the people around them and to reality in general. And they changed their reality. That's how it works. That's what it's all about, folks. I mean, people have been trying to set me up as a leader and a guru for years. I mean, recently, even when the hurricane happened here and I got moved out of Mexico, or moved out of Acapulco to Mexico City, last place in the world I ever want to be, and a guy who did it was also looking for big compounds. Oh, here's a big compound we can rent, Max. You know, you and I can rent this compound, and it's got this big, huge house, and it's got all these other little cabanas and all these little places people can stay on it, and you can have conferences once a month and meetings and call people here to have a one monthly meeting with Max Egan and have, you know, 500 or 600 people come to an event and blah blah blah. I'm going, no, I don't want to do any of this. This is not why I came to Mexico. I've never wanted to do that. There's been people that have tried to set me up in these sort of places and have these, you know, events and stuff, like I'm some famous person who people are going to come and flock around so I can, you know, it's come out in white robes glowing and tell them all about life. I mean, it's crazy, folks. They're not getting the message. The whole message is that I'm a nobody. I'm a social misfit. I didn't even finish high school. You don't have to be somebody to make a difference. All you've got to do is be prepared to speak from your heart, and you will reach people. You know, the way to change the world is to be the best version of yourself that you possibly can be, and to lead by example in that version of yourself, to improve people's lives by being involved in their lives, to be a joy to be around, to not abide by any legislation or any so-called law which causes you to step outside your moral compass. Step into that moral compass and always follow that moral compass. If legislation is put in place causing you to question that moral compass or step outside it, question the person who is giving you that legislation. As far as I'm concerned, all of our governments have invalidated themselves through the COVID scam and through what's going on in Gaza. So why on earth would you be listening to what they say? Why on earth would you be obeying their dictates? They come to you with a new piece of legislation, like, you know, saying boy and girl is right wing and you can be jailed for it. Well, who are you to make that decision when you're supporting war crimes and you are guilty, you're a war criminal and guilty of war crimes and treason under the laws of your own nation? So show me that you're valid. Show me how you have any validity at all, and then we'll discuss what you want to inflict on me. But at the moment, what I'm seeing is a lying parasite who is standing in treason, abuse of office, breach of trust, and everything else, and you have no right to put any legislation on anybody. The office that you hold is now invalid. You have abdicated any privilege you had to lead this country, any privilege you had to make any decisions that affect other people's lives. While you're supporting war crimes and genocide in Gaza, while you're supporting the scamdemic, while you're supporting the rollout of all these mRNA injections and supporting the climate narrative, reaching for climate zero, well, you're a criminal. You're a criminal, you're an invalid parasite, and you are worthy of no obedience, no respect, and no support. So you need to explain yourself to the people of the country, and then we can talk about whether we will abide by your legislation. That's the attitude people have got to have, folks. This whole thing has been an opportunity for people to grow up, for people to step into their adulthood and stop looking for fathers, stop looking for parents, stop looking for people to control them and to give them an idea of a way out. The way out is for you to find yourself and to stand in yourself. Too many people are fixated on other things. It's like, even, you know, I could be doing every show about how much of a criminal Bibi Netanyahu is because he's the one who's carrying out this genocide in Gaza. But I'm not prepared to allow Benjamin Netanyahu to occupy my mind and occupy my head. This is what I think about the trolls. Some of the trolls on my channel, there's trolls that literally go there and post hundreds of comments, folks. There's trolls that open accounts and then open other accounts so they can reply to themselves and support what the first troll account said. There's people who open troll accounts with a different name, post the same comment over and over again from a different account, new name. And they do it 5, 10, 15 times a day on my channel. And it's remarkable that these people who claim to dislike me so much are allowing me to occupy their head, like I'm living rent-free inside their head 24 hours a day. It's remarkable, folks. They're missing out on life. They're missing out on the growth they could achieve through what's going on, the awareness that's growing all around the world. They're missing out on the whole thing by simply being so fixated on me. I'm pretty sure most of them are Hasbro, though. Most of them are doing this because they're upset with my reports on Gaza. And I've stuck on the whole Gaza thing, folks, because it's important. This is a whole race of people being genocided. They're saying they're negotiating to have them moved out of Gaza into Egypt across the Sinai, but all the borders are closed. They can't leave. The Palestinians don't want to leave, and the Israelis don't actually want them to leave anyway. They want them all dead because they don't want refugees, because refugees may hold grudges and want to come back and believe they have the right of return to their own lands. You know, and claiming, oh, it's not their lands, it's Israeli lands, it's traditionally ours, it's our heritage. Well, no, they're not, because the people that are in Israel at the moment have nothing to do with the Israelites of the Bible. I've already gone through all this on many occasions in the past. The whole thing's a scam, folks. And I don't think Israel's going to survive. Over 470,000 people have apparently fled Israel, gone to other places, probably to Ukraine, because Zelensky is just such a friend to them. Zelensky's a Jew, of course. That's why they did all this to begin with. That's why they're depopulating Ukraine. But they're depopulating all of our countries, you know, sending you off to fight the war with Russia. If the politicians want to draft you and send you off to the war with Russia, just say you first. You first, you go over there and tell us what it's like, and then we'll consider whether we want to go and fight the terrible Russian menace, because we can't see there is a terrible Russian menace. What we see, the biggest threat to our safety is, are you people, the governments of the world, all governments, including the Russian government, all governments. You know, we just don't need these people, folks. As I've said so many times, every single problem on earth exists because it has been legislated to exist. And all of the problems that we have trying to deal with these, all of the red tape we get tied up with, and all the shit we got to go through to try and heal these problems, all of that shit has been legislated to exist. If we could just step into our moral compass and do the right thing in all that we do, none of these problems would happen. We'd heal the world in a day. We literally would, folks. People have always thought, oh, there's got to be some battle. The politicians are not going to go down that easily. Well, no, they're not. But if billions of people just say, no, fuck you, we're not doing this anymore, we're going to do something else, then they don't have a choice. Because they're controlling us in every way they can. They've brought in Palantir software. You might remember Palantir. This is total track and trace of absolutely everything. They've brought in Palantir in Coles supermarkets in Australia to improve customer service, of course. A good way of tracking the items and tracking who's paying for what and checkout transactions and all sorts of stuff. Nothing to do with a mass track and trace operation, folks. Oh, no, nothing to do with that. That's why they used Palantir, the most sophisticated surveillance software in history. Of course, created by Israel. Israeli terrorists, they want a hand on everything. And they're bringing this in Coles supermarkets, folks. I mean, how many other places do you think they're going to bring this in? Palantir. Like I said, the most sophisticated track and trace software ever. And everything's linked up to it. The Palantir software was something they used on 9/11. Actually, I think it was pre-Palantir. I think it was what was it called before Palantir? I can't remember. But they used it, it morphed into Palantir. And that's what they're using in Coles supermarkets. How long before it's in every store? How long before it's attached to traffic lights and everything else that they do, folks? I mean, the surveillance that we're seeing in all Western countries is just through the roof. And how long before it's all connected to the Palantir network and they're just tracking and tracing everything everybody does? It seems like a natural thing for them to go that way, folks. Also, people wondering about Croatia, me being in Croatia. I'm going to go to Croatia in April, folks. Kind of mid-April, early April. I should be doing 5 or 6 or 7 talks in Croatia. I'll be talking in Opatija, in probably Zagreb, in Rijeka, following places down to Split. I might even be doing some talks in Bosnia and Serbia, and it will be from kind of mid-April until mid-May I should be in Croatia. And I'm looking forward to that. As long as the world hasn't turned too pear-shaped between now and then, and we haven't broken out into a hot World War III, and I'm still able to travel to Europe, and that's what I'll be doing anyway. That's the plan. So when I have the dates, I'll give them to you. I'll post them on the website. Hopefully the forums will be back up and running by then. I really am quite concerned about the guy who's running the forums, folks. If you're out there listening to this, Adam, it would be great if you could send me an email. It would be great to get the forums fixed, but it would be just great for you to send me an email so that we know you're okay. Because it's kind of strange to have someone drop off the map and have his email suddenly be bouncing emails back. Very strange stuff, folks. So it would be good to hear from you, Adam. If you're out there, brother, please do contact me. Send me an email or contact me on Telegram or Twitter or on my Instagram account or whatever. It'd be great to hear from you. So, yeah, I think that's about all I've got to say, though, folks. Just a short video today. I've got a lot on. As I said, we're still putting this whole bar thing together. And it's been remarkable to be able to do it for, like, virtually nothing to be able to put this all together, folks. This old building that was kind of trashed from the hurricane, no one was using it. I used to use it for weddings and functions and stuff. And we had a mural artist come in and paint the crow house on the front. And we're going to get the original crow house face is going to go up on the wall inside as well, a big mural of that. So it's going to be great. It's going to be good. And it's like I said, it may provide some sort of an income for me eventually. And at least it's a place I can go and play guitar and people can come and enjoy themselves and get a nice meal and have open mic nights and jam nights and all sorts of stuff like that. So, yeah, there's a few things we've got to do. The place needs a roof. It's not going to be real good in the wet season. But, you know, we're working on stuff like that. And the owner are actually nice people, not like the last bar owner that we had who was a terrible person. Absolutely disgraceful landlord. This guy used to go around finding things wrong. If there was nothing wrong, he'd go and find something and with a notepad, look around, what can I pick them up on now, you know? And this guy, the new guy, isn't like that. He just wants his mum looked after, who lives downstairs. And all we got to do is just pay the rent regularly to her so she's got an income and he's all good. So it's a great vibe. It feels really good. The people I'm working with are great people. And it just all feels really good to have this happening. Bit of wind coming up. I hope there isn't too much mic noise for you folks. But yeah, remarkable time in history. Really, really remarkable time in history. The apocalypse, the lifting of the veil, the great revealing. And there's so much been revealed. And as I said, this is a perfect opportunity for us to stand up for ourselves, step into our adulthood, which is really all you've got to do to stand up for yourself. Become an adult. You don't need parents. You don't need people to tell you what to do. You don't need to ask permission. You don't need to get a registration form to go fishing. You don't need to do any of this shit, folks. You don't need to pay taxes to these people. You don't need to support them in any way, shape, or form. They've all invalidated themselves. And they are all in the process of carrying out a soft kill genocide across the entire world through their jabs, through their starvation, through everything that they're doing. Shutting down so many food stores, shutting down so much food production, banning certain foods. It dictates what you eat. Oh, we deem this to be unhealthy for you. Well, how do you freaking know? You want people to eat bugs and mealworms and have mRNA injections. What the fuck do you know about health at all? You're claiming viruses are real. You're claiming so much bullshit. Have you destroyed so much of the world and so much of the environment and done so much damage to everything? Who are you to judge on what people should eat? You can't even validate the office that you're holding. You can't even do anything right. You're supporting genocide. You're supporting war crimes. The world's run by criminals, folks. It's about time we called it. And we got such an opportunity to do that through all of this, through everything that's been happening. They've really exposed themselves, folks. And you know, if we don't seize this opportunity and call things for what they are, then I guess we're going to deserve where they lead us. Admittedly, there's still a lot of sheep out there, but hey, it only took like 1.5% of the population or something, or 3% of the population for the American War of Independence. You know, maybe that was a bit of a hot battle. I still think we don't need a hot battle. All we need to do is say no. No, we don't. We're not going to do any of this. Who the fuck are you to tell us that we are? Oh, you're the politician that's supporting all these war crimes and just did all this damage. So how are you valid? Show us how you're valid. You know? That's the approach people have got to have, folks. And this is an opportunity for that. So that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see people become the best version of themselves. Disconnect from the system. I know it's hard. A lot of people are dependent upon it because they've been forced to live in cities. And the cities in the United States are just falling into complete disrepair. It's remarkable to see what the United States looks like compared to what it looked like 3 to 5 years ago. It really is remarkable, folks. But what an opportunity. When are we going to get a better opportunity for freedom than what we've got now? Yeah, and the longer we delay it, I mean, the harder it gets. So, now hopefully people are going to see this. You know, I just want people to wake up one day and go, fuck, I've had enough of this shit. I'm going to do something else now. I'm going to be the best version of myself. And I'm going to help the people around me and do what I can to help humanity and do what I can to help my family. And I'm not going to ask permission for shit anymore. I don't need permission to live my life. I don't need permission to eat. I don't need permission to fish. I don't need permission to be the best version of myself. Why am I seeking validation from other people for anything that I do? A lot of people do that, folks. They seek validation. They have an idea. Gee, I think I should do this. And then they're going to ask everybody about it. What do you think? Should I do this? You know, instead of just doing it. Step onto the path, folks. This is an opportunity for everybody to step onto their true path. And I really hope they do it. I really do. Had some great musicians come through the bar over the weekend as well, folks, over the last week. I had a little crew on the show recently, a little acoustic duo called Winsome Kind. And they came and had a bit of a jam at the bar. It was really good. Thank you for that, Scott. And, yeah, it was just really good to catch up with all the people again. I really like the Anarchapulco events, folks. And again, if you haven't checked out the virtual feed, I really recommend that you do go and check it out. It was a great event this year. Really, really inspiring for everybody that was here. And as you can see, the Secret Garden, even though there's not a lot of high trees anymore because the hurricane had other ideas, but the Secret Garden is really coming along well. It's really sort of coming back to normal. And that's a good thing. Anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. There'll be something that I leave you with, some clip. I'm not sure what it will be at this stage. I've got to go home and check it out. But just a short video today. I think I'll actually keep this one under an hour, which would be great. But I'll bring you another one sometime during the week, and I'll get a little bit more information. There's a lot going on. I need to go through so many emails. I need to check out a lot of my news feeds and check out what's been going on in the world. You know, it's kind of good to take a week off it all, though. I mean, after doing this for 16, 17 years, it's really good to get a week off now and then. You know, you kind of need it. And, I mean, it wasn't even a week off because I was doing an Anarchapulco. But, you know, it was good to do this. It was good to at least not have to focus on the world situation and to be able to just do something else, you know. And it's kind of like a week off, but not really a week off. I mean, I was busy and I did spend a lot of time with a lot of people. You try to share yourself around as much as you can, but it was good. But as I said, I'm going to check out all my news feeds and check out all the information, all the stuff that's going on in the world, because there's a hell of a lot going on. And I'll bring you another video probably in 2 or 3 days. It won't be too long. Certainly won't be a week the way it has been for the last one. I think it's like 8 days or something since I've given you a video. And again, thanks to all the people who support the website. Thanks to anybody who's ever sent me a kind email. I've tried to get onto a lot of the emails, folks, so hopefully you've got a reply from me. If you're someone who sent me an interview request in the last month and are expecting an interview in the next week or two, please send me that request again, because I've got a few in there, but they're kind of buried in my email box. And it's just been difficult to put anything together over the last week. But I'll try to get a few of them done before the end of the month, and I'll get a few more done in March, and then as I said, I'm going to be leaving in early April and going to Europe for, I think it's going to probably take 2 months for me to get through it all. And that'll be fun. That might even be the last time I get to Europe, because the world is turning so pear-shaped. I haven't been to Europe since in 2018. It's been like 6 years since I've seen any of my friends over there, so it's going to be good to get back there. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. I will leave you with something. Again, thanks to anybody who's ever sent me any support. Thank you to anybody who sent me a kind of email. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the people out there on the front line speaking out, of which there are so many now. And Thank you to the trolls as well for encouraging me and letting me know that I'm on the right path by trolling me so much. And don't think that by trolling me you're going to get me distracted or you're going to move me away from the topic of the genocide of Palestine, because that's just not happening. I'm going to keep talking about this. I'm going to keep talking about the world situation. I'm going to keep shitting on these leaders as much as I can because they deserve it. And all your trolling does is encourage me that I'm on the right path. And it sort of encourages a lot of the listeners when I see the comments on my channel as well. So thank you for that. Anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining on this report. It's always a pleasure to have your company. I will speak to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. Don't think things are going to let up, because they're not. And I'll look forward to speaking to you soon, folks. In Lakesh.
There once was a land called Palestine, where Christians, Muslims and Jews lived fine. In the 1800s it was ruled by the Ottoman Empire. Meanwhile a bearded guy founded Zionist for Jews to aspire. A land that becomes their home and safe only for their kind. Then there was World War I that ended when the Allies won, and England was like, hey, this beautiful land is totally mine. Still the name was Palestine, even though it was colonized, and a promise for a Zionist state was made by a man that had no right. Then more and more Jews arrived seeking refuge, and that's alright, until their plan to steal the land was no longer to hide. The year was 1948 when Israel bullied its way into a state. Thousands of Palestinians fled their homes to survive. No right for return, no right for a home, no right to fight for the land that they owned. Israel expanded more and more into an apartheid. Where is your humanity? Where is your respect for dignity? Call it conflict as insanity. It's time to change your mind. One day Palestine will be free, so be on the right side of history. You're not anti-Semitic if you stand against war crimes. Don't be brainwashed by the news. Now you can see for yourself the truth. Learn about the story of Palestine.